This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Patnix RX and Weirdos Like You. Thank you. It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by JD Frog Scout Hansel. And here we are again, friends, another episode of 11 Point Caller, and hopefully this one will be the best. Of course, I say that every time. Anyway, let's jump right into today's trivia question. Some of us Muppet fans are familiar with a guy named Bobby Benson. He's known for Bobby Benson's baby band. Now, he was not able to take care of these babies in the Victor Borg episode of The Muppet Show because... A. He had to go and buy another pack of cigarettes. B. He was arrested. Or C. He lost his wallet. The correct answer was B, he was arrested. The whole entire episode, we go wondering why. Studies in Handsome History. Because Jerry Jewell's birthday was June 27th, I wanted to focus on him a little bit. Not so much on everything that he's written, which would be a lot, and definitely too much for one episode, but I'd like to focus on his puppeteering credits. So, without further ado, here's one of the first things that he wrote, though of course it has a lot of him puppeteering in it, Tales of the Tinkerty.
Hark now to the minstrel's song, I'll sing to you a while. So gather round the TV set, and do not touch that dial. No, toucheth not that dial.
Muppets Incorporated invites you to watch the pilot production of its new series, Tales of the Tinker D.
I tell a tale of Tinker D, of legendary fame, and of its noble nutty king. Gosh Posh is his name. King Gosh Posh is his name.
Look here, minstrel.
Your Majesty.
I expect you to be at that birthday party tomorrow night singing up a storm.
Yes, Your Highness.
And I want to see you laughing and celebrating and having a good time. That's an order.
The birthday that we celebrate by order of the king is that of his only daughter, a sweet and pure young thing.
A sweet and pure young thing.
May I present the lovely Princess Gwendolinda, fair-haired beauty for whose love every knight in the kingdom would gladly risk his head.
Charmed, I'm sure. I sincerely hope you'll see you at my birthday party tomorrow, minstrel.
It would be a pleasure, your loveliness.
My goodness, yes, I should certainly think so.
The invitations have been sent to everyone, poor or rich. The one person who didn't receive one was Tamanella Witch. Was Tamanella Witch.
Me, Tamanella Grindelwald, witchiest witch of them all. And I haven't been invited to the ball. Isn't that a kick in the old cauldron?
Oh, Grunch.
I'm glad you agree, Grunchy baby. That's my Gruncheon down there. I'd show him to you, but he's too horrible to look at. I'll describe him instead. Let's see. Yes, he's too horrible to describe, too. Anyhow, let me see. Here we go. Have some lunch, Grunch. Oh, go ahead and eat it. You like kitchen chairs. Anyway, that's the last kitchen chair you're going to have to eat. The last kitchen chair I've got. He ate all the others. 75 of them. This morning. Hey, look, Grunchy, I'll bring you a piece of birthday cake tomorrow. How would you like that?
Good.
Yeah. Or I will if I can just get to that birthday party. Maybe my invitation got lost in the mail. I'll drop the king a note and ask him about it. Charlie! Charlie, come in here.
Come in, Miss Tammy, ma'am.
I'd like you to meet Charlie the Ogre.
Yes, ma'am.
Charlie, take a letter.
All right, I'll take W.
idiot!
Ouch!
I mean, take a letter to the king. I've got to remind him to invite me to his daughter's birthday party.
Birthday party?
It's the biggest social event of the season. All the neighboring royalty come. And they bring presents. Scads of jewel-encrusted goodies. And that's where we come in.
That's where we come in?
And where we come in and heist the goodies, Charlie.
Oh, goody.
But first, we've got to get an invitation.
Can't we go without an invitation? Ouch!
Where's your sense of etiquette, Charlie? Come on, let's start writing letters!
Her evil scheme was underway, so letters she did write. But at the castle things were in a very hectic plight.
A very hectic plight. The party's tomorrow night and nothing's ready. Now where's the royal maids to wax the ballroom floors? Where's the royal caterers with the royal food? And where's the royal decorators with the royal cotton-picking crate paper?
Sire, good news. The royal bakers have come with the birthday cake. Just a second, I'll bring it in.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Wait till you see this cake. 267 layers. It'll be the tallest cake in Tinker D.
Oops.
What do you mean, oops?
Just oops, Your Grace.
Don't oops at me, PM. I'm in no mood to be oops at. Now, let me see the cake.
Sire, are you sure you said 267 layers?
Certainly.
The bakers thought you said 267 candles.
That doesn't look like a birthday cake. It looks like a pastry porcupine. Now, get it out of here and tell them to bake a proper one.
But, sire...
Out! Minstrel, come in here.
Your very wish is my command. Before the king I humbly stand.
Have you finished your ballad to the lovely Princess Gwendolinda?
Fair-haired beauty for whose love every knight in the kingdom would gladly risk his head.
Yeah, that one. Have you finished writing the ballad?
I have cogitated, correlated, syncopated, and related, orchestrated, and created songs to please the king.
Does that mean you finished?
I have finished.
Well, let's hear them.
It is the princess' day of birth. Let bells ring out the news. We'll celebrate with joy and mirth at a party, I suppose.
What was that last word?
Suppose, Your Highness.
Out! Out!
Sire, we just got a letter from Tamanella Grindelfall.
Which is which of them all?
Yes, she says... Dear King, it has come to my attention that I have not been invited to your forthcoming party. This is an understandable oversight, since you are a clothhead. Love, Tammy.
If that old witch thinks I'm inviting her to my daughter's party, she's thinking up the wrong tree.
I fully agree, sire.
Your Majesty, a singing telegram was just delivered to the palace gates.
Let's hear it.
It goes... Dear King Gosh Posh, happy birthday to your daughter. Happy birthday to your daughter. Happy birthday, Princess Gwendolinda. Why haven't you invited me to your party?
And it's signed...
Tamanella Grindelfall, witchiest witch of them all.
I thought so.
Your Highness, look out the window.
Now what, PM?
Look up in the sky. A blimp.
A blimp?
A blimp!
Invite Tammy, or else.
Or else what, I wonder?
Or else don't invite her, which is what I'm gonna do. She can't scare me, and she can't come to this birthday party neither. And that's final. Now, where were we?
So all night long the work goes on, the party to prepare. And in the morning Tammy Witch has gotten no answer.
I've gotten no answer.
And we haven't heard from them either.
Ouch! I can't understand. I've written 42 letters, 3 telegrams, and a blimp. You suppose they got my message? Maybe they haven't opened their mail yet. Well, I'll soon find out. I've got a potion here that'll do the trick. Just watch this. Yapin, hapin, ooly-oo. Zorkle, norkle, scooby-doo. Frammel, crim, frammel, cram. Pip with a gnip-gnop, shazam! Smoke and mist and cauldron spewing. Let me see what the king is doing. Ha! There's the old coot now. And the funny-looking fellow with the pointed hat is the prime minister.
The gray paper is mostly up. The ice cream bunnies are due to arrive, and we just got 9 more letters from Tamanella.
They got my letters!
Burn all those letters! I don't want to hear any more about that witch!
What?
Are you sure, Your Highness? The last few have been quite threatening.
Perhaps they were a little harsh.
She said she'd destroy the castle, burn the countryside, poison the river, and turn everybody purple.
Well, I didn't really mean it.
Well, she probably didn't really mean it.
I did, too.
Well, whether she did or didn't mean it, she's not coming to my daughter's party, and that's final. Over and out.
A nerve of it. I'll fix him. Charlie!
Yes, ma'am?
Bring in the costume box. We're going to that party.
What I thought you said...
Never mind what I said. This is war. We're going to that party, and we're going to get those presents.
Yes, ma'am.
Now put the costume box down here, and let's see what we've got. Should be something in here worthwhile.
It's evening at the palace gates. The moon shines bright and clear. The tower guard waits patiently for the first guests to appear. The guests will soon be here. You coming, Miss Tammy?
In a minute. Let me fix my beard.
You sure this is going to work, ma'am?
Of course it's going to work. Why shouldn't it work?
Well, ma'am, you just don't hardly look like Santa Claus.
Of course I look like Santa Claus. Ho, ho! Merry Christmas. Now shut up and straighten your antlers.
Yes, Miss Tammy, ma'am.
And don't call me Tammy. Call me Santa.
Yes, Miss Santa, ma'am.
Quiet!
Ouch!
Now, I'm gonna ring the bell. This is part one of my plan.
Part one.
As soon as we get inside the gates...
Gates?
You go around to the outside and wait for me by the ballroom window.
Window.
I'm going inside the palace.
The palace.
Oops! Here comes the guard. Prance a little, Charlie. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ho, ho, ho!
Otto, who goeth there and ring up at the castle gates?
Santa Claus! I mean Santa Claus!
And his trusty reindeer, Tonto!
That's Rudolph!
Ouch! Oh, yeah!
Santa Claus isn't due here till Christmas. And this is the middle of summer.
I'm just getting an early start on my Christmas list. You see, I'm making a list and checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Very nicely done, Santa. Open the gates.
Open the gates.
All right, Charlie, here we go. Watch your step. And duck your head, clumsy.
Help.
I say, reindeer, you've got your antlers caught in the portcullis.
Thanks.
Charlie, get down from there.
I'd love to.
I say, get down.
Ouch.
Oh, ho, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
The party guests will soon be here to dance and sing and hum. The decorations are now up, and the sandwiches have come, and come, and come, and come.
67,000 of them! What are we going to do with 67,000 peanut butter sandwiches? I only ordered 500.
Well, we sent out 500 orders by mistake. It's some slight mix-up in the purchasing department.
Well, what are we going to do with all these sandwiches?
Well, if each guest ate 84 of them, we'd only have a couple of thousand left over.
Don't be ridiculous. We got to get them out of sight. The guests will be arriving in a little while.
True.
Maybe we can stuff them in the storage closets.
Won't the guests be angry if we stuff them in the storage closets?
Not the guests, Chowderhead. The sandwiches. Come on now, let's start checking for empty closets.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Tamanella's coming for the goodies. So, this is the ballroom. Part one of my plan has gone like clockwork. Psst! Charlie!
Huh?
Are you out there?
Yes, Miss Santo.
It's time for part two of my plan. Get the princess. You got your club, Charlie?
Right here, ma'am.
Good. Now, if you see the princess walk by this window, smash-a-rooney. Got that?
Yes, ma'am. Smash-a-rooney it is, ma'am.
Quick! Somebody's coming. Duck out of sight.
Well, you can take about half of them down there. Now, let's check the east wing. There are plenty of closets there.
Merry Christmas, Your Majesty.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa Claus. Funny, I don't remember inviting Santa Claus to the party.
Oh, everyone is coming, Your Grace.
Now, quickly, I'll duck into this storage closet and change into my next disguise.
Yoo-hoo! Santa Claus! That's funny. Daddy says Santa Claus was in here.
Darn, Mr. Twice. Gotta practice up on my backstroke. That's better. I'll get her next time.
If we can find one more empty closet, we'll be able to get all those sandwiches out of sight. Luckily, I remember just one last closet. This should do it.
Ah!
Who's in there?
Here's I, the lovely Princess Gwendolinda.
Fairhead beauty for whose love every night in the kingdom would gladly risk his head.
That's the one. I'm changing.
Excuse me, daughter.
Wonder why she's changing in the storage closet.
Don't question the ways of royalty, P.M.
There. All finished. Don't I look lovely?
Stunning, my dear. Doesn't she, P.M.? Doesn't she, P.M.?
Oh, stunning, sire. She's a sight to behold.
How sweet you both are.
Well, if you'll excuse us, daughter, we're very busy.
Oh, go right ahead. I've got a few things to do myself.
Poor child, what with the strain of the party and all, she's not looking her usual self.
Oh, the disguise worked perfectly. Everything so far is right on schedule. Oop! Here comes the princess. Now we can't have two princesses. So, into my next disguise. Let me see. Oh, a beautiful woman looks good in anything she puts on. Even a prime minister's hat.
Hello there, Prime Minister. Have you seen Santa Claus?
Yes! My goodness, I certainly have. He just went through this door.
But this is just a storage.
That takes care of her. Part two of my plan, mission accomplished. Now for part three. Charlie! Oh, Charlie!
Smash Rudy it is! I got the princess, Miss Tammy.
Very good, Deadeye. But I just took care of the princess myself.
No more smash-a-rooney?
No. That was part two. Now we're in part three. I find the presents, and then I hand them out to you. That's part four.
Yes, ma'am. Part four.
Now, where do you suppose those presents are?
Come on, P.M. We never did check this closet over here.
Right, Your Highness.
Daughter, you're changing your clothes again.
No, I'm looking for Santa Claus.
Did you find him?
No, that room is completely empty.
Good. Maybe we can keep the sandwiches in here.
Santa! Oh, Santa!
Oops! There goes part two. How did she get out?
We can put the sandwiches on the floor.
Well, I lost one prisoner, but I've got two more.
We'll put them in here and close the door.
I'll close it for you. And now that takes those two out of the way. I can only find those presents. If I were a present, where would I be?
Well, I guess Santa Claus is gone. That's too bad. I did so want to see him. Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, have you seen Santa Claus?
The last time I saw her, she went in that closet over there.
Well, goodness gracious mercy me. I looked in there once, but I'll check again anyhow.
Daughter!
You're not Santa Claus.
Of course I'm not Santa Claus. Santa Claus has a long white beard.
And a great, huge reindeer. I know I'm looking for him.
Let me take a second for four or five to tell you that the presents are beginning to arrive.
Take care of those presents, P.M. The sandwiches can wait.
Right, Your Highness.
I'll go check on the birthday cake.
Well, I've lost all the prisoners, but I'll still get the presents. Charlie! You got your gunny sack?
Right here, ma'am.
Then stand by. Here come the presents.
The first three presents are from His Royal Benevolence, King Lespedeza the Fourth.
From His Royal Benevolence, good old Lespedeza the Fourth.
Oh, the king.
First, a sterling silver, mother of pearl, sapphire-trimmed cuckoo clock.
A sterling sapphire, mother of silver, pearl-trimmed cuckoo clock.
A silver sapphire, mother of cuckoo, sterling clock-trimmed pearl.
A solid gold ruby inlaid antique electric frying pan.
A solid ruby gold panning inlaid electric fried antique.
A gold unpolished setting and leaking antique trick fried ruble.
A diamond encrusted hand cut crystal delicately fashioned Italian bird bath.
A diamond cut crusty crystal birdie fashionable Italian hand bath. It's yours, Charlie.
A bird headed delicately dashing bath cut diamond hand encrusted Italian.
Very nicely done, Charlie.
Thank you.
Prentice, what happened to the presents?
Hmm? Oh, I put them away.
Oh, very good, your loveliness. The rest will arrive shortly.
Fine. We'll be ready for them, won't we, Charlie?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Watch it. Here comes the princess. Oh, now, where'd I put that prime minister's hat? Here we go.
The prime minister said I put the presents away in here. I don't remember putting the presents away in here. Did you see me put the presents away in here?
Did I? Yes! You put them in that storage closet over there.
I don't remember. Now, wait a minute. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the prime minister, of course.
No, you're not. I just talked to the prime minister a minute ago.
Oh. Are you sure?
Quite most certainly, unmistakably sure.
Well, in that case, I'm the lovely Princess Gwendolinda.
Oh, no. I am she. I always have been.
Well, to be perfectly truthful, I am Tamanella Grinderfall, witchiest witch of them all, the one you didn't invite to your ball, and now you're going to regret it. Charlie, grab her.
Got her.
My goodness gracious mercy me, a real-life witch.
You're not just whistling greensleeves, honey. Glangle, pang, oogie, nook, nook, fruful, portal, boop! You can let go of her now, Charlie.
Ooh, what did you do to her, ma'am?
Just froze her solid, that's all. She can't move a muscle until she hears the words that break the spell. And nobody'll use those words.
Why? What are the words?
I'll have to whisper so as not to break the spell. They go, "My uncle was bouncing through the ice cream on his pogo stick."
My uncle was bouncing through the ice cream on his...
Quiet, blabbermouth! You'll break the spell. Oh, here comes somebody. I better hide. Into the closet.
Daughter, the guests will be here in 10 minutes. Stay right here till I get back.
Boy, that was close. Luckily, that closet used to be a powder room, and there was a little powder left. With this, I'll make the princess look like a marble statue. Uh-oh, here comes the king again. Into the closet.
Daughter, oops, what's this?
Bonjour, monsieur. You like my work, no?
Who are you?
I am Pierre, the greatest sculptor in Tinkerdy. I have just completed this marble statue of your daughter, which I give to you in honor of her birthday.
It's lovely. Looks just like her.
I've titled it Spellbound.
PM, come in here. I want you to see this.
It's lovely, sir.
Now, where's my daughter? She ought to see this, too.
Your daughter?
Yes. Where is she?
Just a minute. You called, Father? Whoops! You called, Father, dear?
Yes, look at this beautiful statue, my dear.
My goodness, it looks just like me.
It looks more like you than you do yourself.
You know, PM, this reminds me of the last party I gave. It was an ice cream party for my uncle.
Ice cream?
Yes, and he insisted on bringing his pogo stick.
He did.
Yes, sir, I can still see it. When my uncle got on that pogo stick...
Shouldn't the guests be arriving soon?
All that ice cream was laying around on the floor.
And do we all know the words to happy birthday?
Well, sir, my uncle was bouncing through the ice cream on his pogo stick and...
Well, I tried.
Look, the statue, Your Highness, is coming to life.
Good night to the round table.
Oh, there is my...
Witchcraft, that's what it is. She's a witch.
No, I'm not. I'm the Princess Gwendolinda, and she's a witch.
Oh, no. I'm the princess. She's the witch.
One of you isn't telling the truth, but I can't tell which is the princess and which is witch.
Sire, there is an old Tinker D saying. Hit a witch in the face with a custard pie, and lightning will strike.
PM, bring two pies.
It won't work. It's an old wives' tale. Why, I heard it from an old wife just the other day.
Well, we'll see.
Here's one pie, sire.
Use it, PM.
But, Daddy, you wouldn't. But, Daddy, you did.
Wowee! Did you see that?
See what?
That lightning.
PM, did you see anything?
Nothing, Your Grace.
Get another pie.
Yeah, but I'm sure I saw something. Maybe a spark?
Here's the other pie.
But Your Highness...
Your Highness, did you see that?
Even I saw that.
I can't see a thing.
Your Highness, this is Tamanella Grindelfall.
Witchest witch of them all?
The one you didn't in my dear bull.
I could have told you that.
Bah.
Witch, you know what I'm gonna do to you?
What?
I'm going to take you and I'm going to throw you into the deepest, darkest dungeon in the whole cotton-picking kingdom. What do you think of that?
Oh, no. Not the old bread and water bit.
Certainly not. Peanut butter sandwiches. You can go home as soon as you've eaten all 67,000 of them.
Yuck.
Sire, the guests have arrived.
Let the party begin.
And so the witch was overthrown. She cried and screamed and muttered. But to this day in a dungeon cold, she's caged and peanut buttered. Caged and peanut buttered. The castle now is filled with joy. I bid farewell to thee. Until the next time I resume my tale of Tinker D. The tale of Tinker D. La ta di ya ta da da. La ta da ta da di. La ta da 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 di di do. La ta da. Da 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 da.
And now, for the closing clips, here's more examples of Jerry Jewell puppeteering.
Batman is following us too close.
Hey, you're following us too close.
If you don't want me to follow so close, then speed up.
We're going the speed limit now.
I don't see any speed limit sign.
Here comes a...
A speed limit sign?
No, a stop sign.
I told you were following too close.
And now, Compax presents the story of Shrinkle and Stretchel. One day, Shrinkle and his sister Stretchel got lost in the woods. They wandered around for years and finally stumbled upon a gingerbread house. They knocked on the door. Out came a wicked witch.
I've been waiting for you, kids,
she said.
You're just in time for dinner. My dinner, that is.
And without another word, she pushed them into the oven.
Boy, it's hot in here,
said Shrinkle.
Just like the dryer back home,
said Stretchel. When the wicked witch opened the oven door,
was she surprised. Out came Shrinkle and Stretchle as good as new.
How come you're in such good shape?
Asked the Wicked Witch.
Easy,
said Shrinkle and Stretchle.
We keep in shape, even in machine dryers, because we've got PacKnit RX.
PacKnit RX!
Exclaimed the witch.
I gotcha. It's that new magic spell I read about in Witch's Home Companion.
Yes, indeedy,
said Shrinkle.
Because of PacKnit RX, we cotton knit garments never shrink out of shape and never stretch out of shape.
For the first time, we're shape-controlled,
added Stretchle.
So how come your names are Shrinkle and Stretchle?
Asked the witch suspiciously.
Just a front,
chorused the kids.
Now look in back.
And they turned around, revealing their true names, the PacKnit RX twins.
Twins?
Yes, twins, because PacKnit RX has a twin effect, stops knit fabrics from shrinking and controls stretching, too. And that's why there's shape control in knit sport shirts, slacks, skirts, dresses, and all kinds of cotton knits for all kinds of people.
Including witches.
Happy ending. PacKnit for shrinkage control. PacKnit RX for shape control.
Oh, another typical morning in Id. The sky is blue, the fields are green, the birds are singing. The flowers are a riot of color. And the courtyard is a riot of peasants.
Sire, a group of your devoted subjects are waiting below.
I've noticed. What do they want?
They demand the right to bear arms.
Fine.
What?
Sure. If they want bare arms, we'll rip off their sleeves.
Sire, they won't be satisfied with that. You'd better speak to them.
Oh, very well. Oh, loyal subjects! Get out of here! Wizard, have you got a potion to give me courage in the face of adversity?
No, we drank all the gin last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll try again. Loyal citizens! Stick with me, and I promise to put your town on the map. Nice folks. Wizard, find a map and put their town on it.
I demand to be heard. I insist on my rights. The food around here is terrible.
What's the matter with you, Spook?
I'm not getting the proper nutrients to eat. A man needs a certain amount of roughage.
Now, that's your own fault.
How do you mean?
You're not eating your spoons.
What's all the noise down there?
The Spook's complaining about his diet.
Just a second. What's wrong with your diet? You look fine to me. In fact, you've gained weight.
Well, that's because of my new work detail.
What do you do?
I empty the garbage cans.
Forget about Spook, Wizard. I've got an assignment for you. I want you to poll the people. Find out how many citizens are sympathetic to my cause.
That's easy. How many people are on your payroll?
Oh, will you be serious? Go poll the peasants. You can start with him.
If you're in favor of the king, signify by saying aye.
Aye!
So far, it's unanimous.
What are you people doing down there?
We're from the Anti-Pollution League.
So?
The moat is full of scum.
You say the moat is full of scum?
Yeah! You
like that? Listen, the peasants have a right to swim too, you know.
Good news from the king. Your application to join the royal band has been accepted.
Oh, goody. What will I be doing?
You're the drum.
Ooh. Ha. Ooh.
And so it's been an average day here in the Kingdom of Id. We have our little problems, of course.
Let me out of here!
But we also have our accomplishments.
Sire, I've just accomplished something.
See what I mean?
I've developed a magic spell that removes unsightly blemishes.
Really?
Watch. Fribbit on the ding-dang, flamin' at the crotch.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yes. It's good for all the small, petty annoyances we have around here.
What do you mean by that, wizard?
Yes, sir, it's the standard Muppet finale. If you don't know how to end it, go out with a...
This show is educational?
Yes, it'll drive people to read books.